Welcome back, welcome back. We are officially in hour two of Nighthawks Radio. If you are enjoying the music tonight, be sure to join me here every Wednesday, 7 to 9, right here on 98.1 KZE, along with all of my local events in the Hudson Valley, where I'll be DJing and performing and cabaret and burlesque and whatever else. That was The Main Thing by Roxy Music, and that was off the Avalon album, released in 1982, last week. So I want to celebrate that because it is such a wonderful album. Beautiful, dreamy, sexy. It's got everything you need, baby. Coming up next, we got some Portishead for ya.
God to come and take me home, 'cause I'm all alone in this crowd. Who are you to me? Who am I supposed to be? Not exactly sure anymore. Where's this going to? Can I follow through, or just follow you for a while? Does anyone ever get this right? I feel no feel is real. To be vulnerable, it's needed most of all, if you intend to truly fall apart. You think the worst of all is far behind, the vampire of time.
KZE, Trist here with you, and you are listening to Nighthawks Radio. We are celebrating Like Clockwork tonight, one of my favorite albums ever, by one of my favorite bands ever, Queens of the Stone Age. And that was The Vampire of Time and Memory. Before that, we had Mysterons by Portishead. And before that, we had The Main Thing by Roxy Music, because we are also celebrating the release of Avalon and Boys and Girls. So you're in the right place, baby, if you're into that. But right here at Nighthawks Radio, we are always celebrating music for all of the creatures of the night. Sometimes we're a little more dark wave. Sometimes we're a little bit more dark blues from the 40s. You just never know what you're going to get. So I hope you like the show. If you are enjoying it, please send me a message on my Instagram at TristOfficial, TRYST. I'd love to hear from you and just talk music and let me know what you think and all that jazz. We are going to take another break and we'll be right back with more Nighthawks.
At Ulster Savings Bank, dreaming of a new home mortgage doesn't have to feel like a nightmare. Our mortgage specialists will guide you in the right direction from day one to day done. That's because Ulster Savings knows the power of education. So we do our homework and make sure you're confident throughout the entire buying process. We have the local market knowledge and home buyer education you need with the competitive rates and closing costs you want, not to mention quick turnaround times, so you can buy the home you've been dreaming of sooner rather than later. The nitty-gritty details other banks leave out can be found here at Ulster Savings Bank, where it all adds up.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 619306.
To learn more, call us at 338-6322 and visit us at ulstersavings.com.
Hey, KZE listeners, you're invited to ride with Midday Man Adam Shartoff at the Ride for Mental Health Saturday and Sunday, June 27th and 28th in New Paltz. It's the 10th anniversary of the premier cycling weekend dedicated to mental health awareness. It's fun, inspiring, and benefits Harvard's McLean Hospital, a global leader in mental health. A great ride for a great cause. Register at rideformentalhealth.org. Ride or volunteer and shine a light of hope and caring. Rideformentalhealth.org.
Professor Louis Woodstock Rock and Review every Saturday evening between 5 and 7 p.m. Great stories, great songs, and best tunes from the greatest musicians, residents, visitors, and friends who are all part of the tapestry of the Woodstock musical experience. Step inside our neighborhood for a night of musical diversity. Professor Louis Woodstock Rock and Review every Saturday evening, 5 to 7 p.m. on 98.1 KZE.
KZE. This is Nighthawks Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in with me. I'm your hostess, Trist, every Wednesday, 7 to 9. That was I Had My Chance by Morphine off the Yes album. And I think I pretty much love every single album by Morphine. And coming up next, we are going to celebrate Roxy Music and the release of Avalon. The album turned 44 years old just a couple of days ago. And this is actually, I think this might be like the very first Roxy Music song I ever heard that I really was like, oh, I love this. And the rest is history.
party's over. I'm so tired. Then I see you coming out of nowhere. Much communication in a motion. Without conversation or a notion. When the samba takes you away, when the background fading out of focus, is the picture changing every moment? And your destination, you don't know.
Welcome back to Nighthawks Radio. Trist here with you. That was Avalon by Roxy Music. And you know what? Since we are celebrating Brian Ferry, Roxy Music releases tonight, as well as Queens of the Stone Age, I wanted to play something that is a bit kind of off the beaten path, but it does include a reading from our favorite Nick Cave. And this is actually a reading called the Sick Bag Song, Denver. And this is Nick Cave talking about him, like, meeting Brian Ferry. And, I mean, it's not even, the whole thing isn't even about Brian Ferry. It's just kind of Nick Cave and his mind and going on. And I just, he can just say whatever he wants. And I enjoy it because everything he says is just very poetic. But since we are celebrating Brian Ferry, I thought it'd be cool to play this. And it's a bit odd for those who are not used to Nick Cave. But if you know Nick Cave, then you will definitely enjoy it. So enjoy. Here we go.
In Denver, I buy a lovely little book by Patti Smith called Wool Gathering. And she writes about having possessed a kind of knapsack full of souvenirs, a ruby, a spoon, the insides of a walkie-talkie. It's a lovely thing to read under a blue sky on a bench in Colfax Street in Denver. Right on, Patti. I pick her up by her braids and I drop her into my sick bag. I look inside. I can see a tiny Gertrude Stein and a little Emily Dickinson. I can see a miniature Philip Larkin pushing a lawnmower and a little wrinkly W.H. Auden. I can see a pygmy dressed as John Berryman with a bone through his nose, and loads of other people too. A small-scale, late-period Elvis, and a tiny John Lee Hooker with stars and striped socks, and a crazy little James Brown, and a bent-backed Hank Williams in a Resistol Rancher hat. These are the lollipop ladies with their severed heads on pikes, shepherding me across these lost and lonely highways and into your arms tonight. And in a dark, dejected corner of my sick bag sits a tiny Brian Ferry in a pair of blue swimming trunks in West Sussex in the summer of 2000. Stretch sky was blue and so hot my wife was sick with it. She was 8 months pregnant with the twins, swollen and gasping for air, unrecognizable from the willowy woman I had married a year ago. She stepped out of the car, a beautiful elephant of woe, stepped out and onto Brian Ferry's driveway. My wife had come to visit Lucy Ferry. Brian was away on business. I was relieved. Who wants to meet their childhood heroes? Lucy showed us around the grounds. We saw the walled garden all in bloom. We saw the orchard full of apples. We saw the swallows and the martins. We saw the falling horse prancing in the fields. In the noonday sun, the women were as white as snowflakes. I drifted away and found a swimming pool surrounded by a high hedge. I took off my jacket and sat down on a lounger under an umbrella and fell asleep. I awoke to find Brian Ferry in his bathers standing in the swimming pool. He was white and handsome and very still. "I haven't written a song in years," he said. "Well, why? What's wrong with you?" I said. He gestured with an uncertain hand all about him. "There's nothing to write about," he said. Then he pushed off into the water. That night, I sat at my desk, writing in a frenzy, page upon page, song after song. I couldn't stop, but weeping too, hot, sobbing tears pouring down my cheeks. "Hey, what's the matter, baby?" said my wife, propped up in the bed. "I'm a fucking vampire," I cried, thinking of Brian Ferry and his bursting flowers and his prancing horses and his flight of swallows and his hedge swimming pool and his lovely wife. "No, you're not. Come here," she said. I crawled under the bed and my wife pulled the sheet away. "Listen," she said. I put my ear against her distended stomach, her knapsack, and listen. I could hear little trapped people swimming around within. "They are eating me from the inside," she said. "Lucky them," I said. "I'm serious," she said. But she had fallen asleep, and I crawled off the bed, along the floor, and up the wainscot and along the paneled ceiling. I pressed my ear to the ceiling and listened. I could hear people gathering on the floor above. The ceiling vibrated. I recognize the voices as past collaborators going back many years. They sounded fatigued, as if depleted of oxygen, maybe, or as if someone had siphoned their blood away. I could hear them sobbing and cursing and consoling each other. I fell asleep.
Welcome back to Nighthawks Radio. I hope you enjoyed that little segment from Nick Cave called The Sick Bag Song. It was a reading, and yeah, I just wanted to play it for you since we're talking Brian Ferry. And since it's Nighthawks, we got to get a little extra weird sometimes. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more music coming your way, and we're going to hang out and have a good time.
The Arts and Culture Calendar on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Newberry Artisan Market, home to over 35 local Hudson Valley vendors at 236 Main Street and Saugerties. NewberryArtisanMarket.com. Transcendental, Dr. Bruce Milner, in a new expanded office on Maverick Road in Woodstock, transcendental.net. And by Catskill Mountain High Dispensary in the Kingston Plaza, offering finely curated cannabis selections from the Hudson Valley. Delivery available at CatskillMTNHigh.com. At the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, New York, Saturday, June 6th at 7:30 p.m., Roundtop Burlesque Review in Banning Hall. Adults only. Tickets and info at thestissingcenter.org/events. At Jane Street Arts Center in Saugerties, New York, on display May 16th through June 20th, Surreal Group Exhibition. First Thursday Life Drawing Sessions and First Friday Long Pose Life Drawing Sessions are back at Jane Street Arts Center. Check their class calendar for details. JaneStreetArtsCenter.com. At the Phoenicia Playhouse, Saturday, June 13th, Flying Cat Music Series presents Rick Reyes Trio. Running June 19th through the 28th, Rosendale Theater Collective presents Tony Award-winning musical Fun House. Tickets and info at PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com. At Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York, Thursday, June 4th at 7 p.m., Chico, a storytelling with David Sauvage. Starting June 5th, Forastera and The Currents. Sunday, June 7th at 1 p.m., The Met Live in HD presents El Último Sueño de Frida y Diego, Encore. On display at TSL May 23rd through June 21st with Quiet Eyes, an exhibition of New York State-based Malay Arts Visual Arts alumni. Tickets and info at timeandspace.org. At the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. On view through June 7th, Bunmei Kaika, Political Landscape in Early Modern and Modern Japan. On view through August 30th, Splitting the Horizon, Frederick Church Between Border and Bridge. Running through October 4th, The Botanist at Vassar. Vassar.edu/theLoeb. At the Samuel Dorsky Museum at SUNY New Paltz. Ongoing in the Seminar Gallery, Space to Create. Ongoing in the Corridor Gallery and Sarah Bedrick Gallery, A Living Collection. On display June 17th through November 8th in the Chandler and North Galleries, In Our Time, R.B. Kitaj and Books. On view February 8th through July 12th, Watts per Lumen. NewPaltz.edu/museum. And that's a look at our arts and culture calendar on 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkintown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the Dollar Saver at 981KZE.com.
Mama says
Welcome back to Nighthawks Radio. Trist here with you, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE. I am here every Wednesday, 7 to 9, so be sure to join me and follow me on Instagram at TristOfficial, T-R-Y-S-T, official. And come out to my parties, come dance, we're always having a good time. What you just heard was Joey by Concrete Blonde, and before that we had Don't Stop the Dance by Brian Ferry off 1985's Boys and Girls, released this day, June 3rd. And you know I've played that song many times on my show, but I won't ever stop playing that song. So don't stop dancing to it, baby. I think it might be one of my favorite songs of all time. It just cheers me up and it reminds me, yes, honey, don't stop dancing. Keep doing your thing. Don't let anybody pull you down to the ground. Just shine your light. Do your thing. Don't care what anyone thinks, baby. What do we got coming up for you? Oh, we got some Radiohead. Time to get a little sentimental. Beautiful song called All I Need.
This is Jeff and Audrey from Mirabai.
And you're listening to 98.1 KZE. combination that leave you standing out in the cold. Dance and sit, now you're talking, but where's your soul? Give a thousand faces I never know.
Well, my darlings, we are getting ready to wind down tonight, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. That was True to Life by Roxy Music, celebrating the release of Avalon 44 years ago. And we are going to close out tonight with actually the last song off of the 2013 album, Like Clockwork, called Like Clockwork. It's a pretty epic ending to an album, so I figured it'd be an epic ending to tonight's show. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TrystOfficial, T-R-Y-S-T. We got June 6th this Saturday at Unicorn Bar. I will also be the main DJ for Woodstock Pride Sunday, June 14th, around 1 to 4. And then join me for my birthday party June 20th at Pearl Moon Woodstock for a Bowie Prince night. And July 24th, the big burlesque festival, honey, at the Colony for Boudoir Blues. Got a lot of fun stuff for you this season, so I hope I see you there. Once again, follow me at TrystOfficial. I will see you this Saturday at Unicorn Bar if you're going to come dance. And have a wonderful rest of your night, rest of your week. I will see you again next Wednesday on Nighthawks Radio. Have a wonderful night. Love ya.
somewhere to go. And the faster the world spins, the shorter the lights will glow. And I'm swimming in the night, chasing down the moon. The deeper in the water, the more I long for you. Everything that goes around comes back around, you know. Holding on too long is just a fear of letting go. Because not everything that goes around comes back around, you know. One thing that is clear, it's all from here.
celebrating musical diversity in the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills. We are 98.1 WKZE FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290BZ Red Hook. Streaming worldwide at WKZE.com.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
KZE with a little Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young for you with Our House. I was listening to that one on my way in today, and I really wanted to hear it again. So there we go, a little Our House. It is a Wednesday night. Hope you're having a good one, and shout out to Trist with Nighthawks, who was on just before me. One of my favorites. I love Trist so much. So shout out to Nighthawks. If you didn't listen to Nighthawks, what do you